this moment without having attained Vipassanayana. So there is more clear understanding even of the characteristic, which is that which experiences the nama and the rupa. But it's not familiar yet of whatever is now. Even it has been directly experienced, but so many, many things around. So the time after Vipassanayana, which has experienced the truth of the characteristic of nama and rupa, applies to whatever is there in daily life, little by little, so that it can be pala, anything. As not so, little by little, so very little at a time.
So pala only refers to
after Vipassanayana.
Yes.
Because now there can be a moment of satipatthana, right? But it's not the moment of experience the truth, Vipassanayana. So how can it understand what is there as clear as when it is after Vipassanayana?
And when it is after Vipassanayana has bringing understanding of the object clearly, but not just Vipassanayana, can we...
It is at moment when there is direct awareness.
When it is direct awareness.
But not the moment of Vipassanayana.
Can we say these are moments of Satipatthana arising after Vipassanayana? Yes.
Otherwise, no way.
Yes. So it is the Vipassanayana, but it is the Satipatthana, but to distinguish from moments of Satipatthana before Vipassanayana.
Not as clear as is the moments of Vipassanayana.
And it is those moments of Satipatthana, it is those factors are phalas at that point, because it is
until it is phala, begin to be phala, little by little.
Right, when we talk about Vipassanayana, we talk about principle Vipassanayana or the tender stages, because phala is only at the principle Vipassanayana, but Parinaya can be at the tender stage, the first three stages
of Parinaya.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. But the Vipassanayana, we talk about, it's referred to the principle after the tender stages, after the first three stages.
You talk about level of Vipassanayana? What is
it about Vipassanayana or about...
Vipassanayana. If we start from Namarupa Paricheda, that's 16 stages.
The first one.
Namarupa.
And then gone.
So when we talk about Vipassanayana, we mean that, right? We mean that's the...
Those pitas, that
but at that time, it's not pala yet, right?
You see, what is meant by pala?
Power, unshakable.
Experiencing the truth is more powerful than not experience Vipassanayana at all, right? The moment of Vipassanayana is not the moment before that.
No.
So after experiencing the reality by way of Vipassanayana, Panya is keener.
Right.
So from that experience, it can condition moment of Satipatthana with a little more understanding of the truth, because all the truths, not all, the moment of Vipassanayana, whatever is there, is so clear.
Right.
Few moments, very short moment too, like now. Not so long at all. And by then, there can be the application for Satipatthana arises by understanding at the level. So it experienced reality after that by a little more understanding. From experiencing the truth at level of Nama Rupa Paricchedayana.
So I understand that those moments after, from the Vipassanayana onwards, those factors are balanced, beginning to develop more and more with more and more understanding, higher and higher levels. So why did you say, or Where have you heard that they can only be classified as balas at higher stages of insight?
I remember I read it about when the five indriya become five power. That's at a stage of bhanga, when the danger of falling away is realized.
And now you listen to the words of the teaching. Right. At the beginning, it's not right now. Right? Right now, more understanding, even intellectually, than the first moment of hearing about Dhamma.
Mm-hmm.
So after Vipassana Jnana, is stronger than Satipatthana before that.
Right.
And understanding is begin to become clearer a little bit. So there are many development, many moments of development of right understanding. Begin to be pala.
Mm-hmm.
And then begins from then on, pala by different degrees.
Stronger and stronger. And Sundara's question, Ajahn, was because before the Vipassana Jnana, we refer to these factors as indriyas when it is direct understanding.
See, after it's so familiar to the characteristic of nama, any moment, it let go. So it's as natural as when it begins.
Question.
But the understanding is small. It cannot be lost at all.
And I think after Vipassana Jnana, when the object appears more and more clearly and we can refer
to these, quite a long time.
Refer to these factors as balas, can we, I think he was asking, can we also refer to them as indriyas?
It's not different from the moment when it's indriya.
Right, just the degree of strength.
Mm-hmm, right.
So indriyas before and then balas.
Never different.
No, same reality,
mm-hmm.
just different strength of understanding and awareness.
Otherwise, cannot be higher states.
Anything further, Sindhu?
Thanks for asking that, Sarah. I'm still not totally clear. Satindriya, my understanding presently is that there can be many different levels. You know, we certainly know that bala is very strong. Bala is very strong. But my question is really, would bala be always stronger than indriya? Or that's still my question. It's still not clear in that respect. I don't know if that, does that make any sense, what I've just said?
His question is bala always stronger than indriya?
What about the understanding now and at the beginning and on and on and on and on and on and on, the same or different? But it is the same kind of reality.
Same reality,
Same
kind of understanding, but it develops on and on from indriya, bala.
Would you like to know what level of Bodhipatthaya Dhamma is now?
Well, no, it's not, as you know, Tanajan, that's not so important.
Any word, but about the understanding, nobody can change it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It just is what it is.
I suppose another way of asking Sundara's question would be, these designations as indriya and bala, they indicate successively higher levels of development, but there's no change in the reality as such. So they're convenient classifications to indicate the gradually increasing strength, but there's no implication for the reality itself.
I still kind of have Tanajan Cup. I'm hearing what you say, and that is reasonably clear to me. And Jonathan has elaborated a little bit on that. When we read about the indriya, we read about those five indriya: sadindriyam, buddhindriyam, satindriyam, samadindriyam, panindriyam. They would all be applicable at whatever level, you know, whether we're talking about the level of satindriyam, or if we're talking about balindriyam. Sorry, no, I'll take that back. So I didn't mean balind. For it to get that level of bala, it still has to be that indriya of sati there. Do you hear what I'm saying? Perhaps I'm making a point that's not really necessary, but it seems to me that even when it's bala, it's very strong, there still seems to me that there would be, there has to be satindriyam there. There has to be, do you understand what I'm saying, Tanajankap?
Can it be bala without letting go, wrong understanding and ignorance, and call it and think that it is bala?
No,
even
you.
No matter the beginning of being bala, no need to know how far it goes.
That's true.
Enough or very little to be known that even bala has to go on further than this.
Yeah, that makes sense. So that's yeah, I understand, Tanajan. I hear what you're saying.
Or maybe there's a level when the banya is at that level, the power is enough to start to shake the roots of Akusala.
When one is under the water and just begin to put pop up and see things around little by little, what about on the shore and rather more than that? What is there? More and more understanding of the truth of what is, whatever is there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. And when there is the understanding of what it is, the way it is, it lets go by itself. Mm-hmm. You need to think that this level of pala, we let go this and that and so on.
Mm-hmm. I think that's quite a good, I appreciate that analogy, Atanajan, about being underwater, because mostly we are underwater and we're not able to see the shore even. We don't have a glimpse of what's above the water. We're just submerged in ignorance most of the time. So that's a helpful analogy there about being under the ocean, the ogre of ignorance.
And why did Buddha talk about different degrees and the Bodhipakkhiya Dhamma? Just to be the hint to understand that the truth now is not easy to understand, to penetrate, to realize the truth at all. Even it's there now as it is, but it is not known as it is. That's why it has to begin with intellectual understanding, and without the firm confidence of the intellectual understanding, there's no condition for satipatthana or satindriya become to be the great, to be able to be aware of an object right now. No selection, not at will, by conditions only. It's not known what would it be yet when it's future. But when it's there, sati is strong enough to be satindriya, to be directly aware of that object by by way of nimitta. So now we live in the world of nimitta, but each word of the Buddha, by his enlightenment, he talk about everything at any level until its moment of enlightenment. From now to there, how long to let go the wishful thinking about attaining the truth so easily? Impossible. So we learn to understand the great wisdom of the Buddha, the truth of what is there appearing now, so very, very short, unknown all the time, because the other moment follows instantly all the time.
And I think the point you started off with, which some people may not have heard, was that now there is ignorance of what appears whilst trying to understand the details or work out the points, but there's ignorance of what is appearing right now at this moment.
Otherwise, Lopa
is there, unknown. Yeah. Yes.
Lead to other things all the time. Yes. Not now.
Ajahn, since we are just briefly talking about the stages of vipassana, I have a question about pariyatti guided by Pativeda level. We talk about nama is nama, rupa is rupa. We talk about seeing is conditioned. What's the condition for seeing? And then we talk about reality arise and fall and the danger of the falling away. And even at the level of, at the intellectual level of Sankara Upekkha, all are the same. kusala, akusala arise and pass away. But
would, but not the right, nature
right,
of it.
Right, that, but the pariyaka level is still guided by the level of vipassanayana with the right direction. But my question is, we talk about all different stages, but we don't really talk about the third stage comprehension by groups.
Pariyati.
But yes, but even at pariyati level, we don't really talk about that by group.
It can be directly experienced by stage by stage. Because many people think that they don't understand the intellectual level of what is there, it's not a table or anything, and the truth is hidden all the time. They have no idea. They are told to do. So Buddha talked about the different levels of understanding.
Yes. And because in a sutta, we see many, many times Buddha mentioned about past, future, present, and inferior, superior, internal, external. He talked about comprehension by groups so many times. And also that's the, yes, that's not ready to directly experience yet, but we don't know the anachai also.
But we know about the past, the present, and the future.
So, yeah, so the question actually related to this is when we talk about past,
okay,
we're talking about
just a moment ago. It's a past.
Just a moment ago. Not like a reflection of something, feeling yesterday. Will that be a past?
It's included.
It's included.
The past from last moment to the moment of yesterday and years ago, the past, that which is gone.
Okay. So, for example, seeing when you were asking karma, don't look at me. So that seeing also include internal, external.
That's why Buddha talked about nimitta, to understand that even we take for a moment, it's not a moment at all. A split second, sub split seconds of moment.
What do you mean by seeing internal, external?
Because when the comprehension by group in the Visuddhimagga, it's basically referred to the 11 group, the past, future, now, and the internal, external, and far, near, extra.
What is external now and what is internal now? See, just talk about the truth.
Maybe let me make sure my question is clear. I'm talking about the pariyati level guided by vipassanayana level. For example, the first stage of vipassanayana is nama, rupa is rupa. So that sanya starts to become anatta. So we talk about different stages, like next stage is by condition. So we talk about what's the condition for seeing. And then the second stage of vipassanayana is about condition, about apachaya, right? So we talk about first stage, second stage, and then the third stage is comprehension by group. And the first three stages are called tender stage, tender vipassanayana. And the reason I raise this question is in the Visuddhimagga, the fourth stage start to be very significant principle.
Let's stop with the third stage. We're talking about the comprehension by groups. Yes.
Right.
So when you were saying before, that what you read about comprehension of groups is about past, future, present, and so on. But this is not what I understand by comprehension by groups. The realities that are referred to, such as the rupas that arise, because you mentioned we've never discussed it, but we have, in other words. For example, when we talk about the rupas that arise together in a kalapa, in a group, each reality can be past, future, present, and so on, but the nature of the reality is exactly the same, far, near, gross, subtle, but exactly the same. So the visible object now cannot arise alone. It has to be conditioned by the four primary rupas.
Yes.
And there have to be at least three other rupas arising in the groups.
yesterday we talked about the hardness and how the hardness experienced, for example, through the body sense can be conditioned for extreme painful feelings. So the hardness is different depending on the other primary rupas that condition it at that moment. So when we're talking about the understanding of realities arising in a group, like the rupas, this is what we're referring to. Or we can also refer to the chetasikas arising together, like the pasa cannot arise alone. It has to be arise with the other chetasikas.
But why then would the comprehension by groups so specifically important to be one of the stages? And in the Visuddhimagga, it's mentioned this stage is necessary to condition the next stage principle of Vipassanayana when arise and fall start to realize the arise and fall. I mean, it's indicate before that principle of Vipassanayana could start, the understanding of the different grouping seems to be the condition for it.
So first we have to understand what is the understanding of realities arising in a group, because from what you said before, it was not anything about the rupas, for example, arising together in a group, because you were just talking about past and future. So there has to be the consideration of what is meant first, otherwise it cannot, the significance cannot be realized.
But that's the question, because we don't really talk that much about us and the future and the internal, external.
Yes, can I just clarify here that when understanding of realities is developed, there is a stage where it becomes apparent that what is true for the present moment is also true for all past moments and all future moments. That's all. It's not that there are different objects to be understood. It's always the present reality that's understood. Right. But the level of understanding is such that what is understood is universal as to time and place and everything. And one other comment to make generally on the way you brought this up, we don't talk about the different vipassana jnanas because it's not relevant to the understanding of the present moment as such. So when we talk about the present moment, we do talk about conditions which you relate to the second vipassana jnana. That's okay, but it's not as though we are choosing to talk about.
No, things. I didn't mean that. I understand what you mean. But understand this moment, the reality at this moment, we understand the other moment. But understanding the reality, we start to realize internal, external, near, far, inferior, superior. Correct.
But it takes a lot of time. That's an advanced level of understanding.
Right. Yeah, I see what you mean. But the question is, why is that so important to be one stage of Vipassana Jnana? What is the comprehension by group? Since it's already included in the understanding of nama is nama.
What groups are you referring to exactly when you say groups? Because Sarah has mentioned
11, the 11 group.
What's an example of a group?
The past, future, present, internal, external.
Why is that a group?
That's what in the sutta, comprehension by group.
Then, I'm not sure if that's the
visible object could be internal or external to be understood, but the characteristic is the same. So that's the key is the characteristic of the reality.
Right.
But the question is why the by group so significant to be a stage of Vipassana Jnana?
When we talk about hardness, like we talked about hardness yesterday, different kinds of hardness, different degrees of hardness, slight hardness, very strong hardness, hardness that was experienced today, hardness experienced in the Buddha's time, hardness, future, any hardness is just hardness. And this is the nature of hardness. And it's kanda that arises and falls away. So any kanda, no matter past, future, gross, subtle, far, near, any conditioned reality is kanda that arises and falls away. But we don't talk about the past, future, present, hardness as groups. This isn't what is meant by at the third stage of Vipassana Jnana by groups.
Okay. My understanding is by, because this is a stage to pass through. This is a stage to pass through to the next level.
Well, each level is a stage to pass through to the next one, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
Each yeah, level of right, Vipassana Jnana.
So it's important enough to be a stage. It's important enough to be a stage. To me, that means the absolute truth start to be more firm. There's really no internal, external. That's the same. Really no past, future, and present. That's mm-hmm. the same.
It just means that this level of understanding occurs before the next one.
Yeah.
That's all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So but, in the progression of understanding, this comes before the next one. It comes after the one before and okay. comes before the next
Let me
one.
Try to rephrase the question. What's the significance of this comprehension by a group to be specifically out there before the principle Vipassana Jnana?
It's a level of understanding.
Right.
I don't quite understand what you mean. The question is...
The first stage obviously is so important. Nama is
okay,
nama.
Not yet. Just talk about now. Otherwise, right. I cannot be the understanding of the first stage of Vipassana Jnana. Because what are in the world, no matter what world, realities, Dhamma, right? And there are many different Dhammas that can be classified into two categories. One is that which arises by conditions, but cannot experience an object. Is there any understanding of that reality right now? Or my arm, my leg, table and chair?
Intellectual only.
That's why we have to understand what we are talking about. What is that which is not known as it is? But ignorance, not understanding the truth, and attachment, is there something when it's unknown, as it's only there, only surely arises and falls away? So it's something there to be attached. So there is ignorance and attachment, the whole world, not just here, anywhere, right? When it's there, when it's conditioned to be ignorance about that which appears. So this is no one, the truth that no one knows unless the Buddha after his enlightenment. So he talked about the absolute of what is there is not permanent at all. It cannot be taken for something permanent. It's only different realities arising by conditions and then falls away instantly, unknown, because of no understanding of the truth of what is there. So how can the arising of each different one can be known? So now we begin to understand. No one, no me, no one, but there are different realities. Different realities, okay? And what can appear is when it's the object of that which experiences it through different doorways. The world of sight now, no smell, no sound, different worlds, just one world at a time. So is there anyone or anything there? This world now, this world now. And just a moment when you go, and the next moment, exactly the same, the world of seeing. To begin to understand from the very beginning, to have firm confidence of the truth, what Buddha enlightened, is the truth of whatever arises and falls away, that it's not there anymore. How can it be taken for things and peoples and people? So now we are talking about this. Because it's not moment of directly experiencing the truth, but the truth is the truth. So it can be directly experienced when there is enough understanding of the nature of it, that this one is not the other one. This one arises and falls away one by one by nimitta. To understand little by little about the truth of this moment, of everything. From moment to moment. And this is not Vipassana Jnana. And it's not the Patipatti. It's only just begin to hear the truth to understand truly right now, no me, no one, only a moment of what is there experienced by that reality which arises to experience. Learn to let go the idea of self, wrongly accumulated, so that it's not easy to eradicate or to eliminate or to have less when there is no understanding at all, moments to moments now. How many moments are there? Added more ignorance and attachment. That's why this is a level of understanding of intellectually about what is there now. But it's not yet appear as it is. It can appear only to panya or right understanding, which knows what is what. Otherwise, how can there be this one arises and falls away and the other one is not this one? Firm enough? Enough? Or enough? Who knows? No one can decide. But what about the direct awareness with understanding of that which we have talked about? The world of sight, the world of sound, smell, taste, touch, now. Very naturally, it's gone. But there can be the understanding of the impermanence of whatever is there, which has been taken for so permanent before. And this is not Vipassanayana, it's not Pativeta, it's not Patipatti, it's only a little understanding of the truth of what is there. So the question is about just one reality at a time, so we can understand better, clearer, inside or outside, it doesn't matter. But what are we going to say to understand more? Just about one reality, not to underestimate the subtlety of reality. All reality, even hardness now, arises and falls away. No one there and no one here at moment when hardness appears. Is this true? Just in root, the firm confidence of the truth. Otherwise, it cannot be directly experienced. So we'll talk about what? One reality.
This is not going to be one reality because it's by group.
Yes, but which one will talk about?
Okay, we can say seeing, right?
Seeing now.
Yeah.
Only seeing.
Yeah.
Okay. Is seeing moment of knowing what is there as something?
Not some. What does something mean? It's not a thing, right?
So seeing sees what?
Visible object that which can be seen only.
All around at once, or just very tiny one?
Just one at a time.
Can impinge on the eye base and then gone.
Yeah, only tiny one.
So seeing cannot be hearing, thinking at all.
No.
And the Buddha enlightened the truth that seeing arises only one moment.
Right.
In the process of seeing,
mm-hmm.
or either experiencing object. That's why we have no idea that there must be a moment of citta before seeing it all.
Mm-hmm.
So what is citta? That which arises to be the chief of experiencing an object.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we use the word chief? Because there must be other mental realities,
mm-hmm.
or we can say nama, or that which experiences the object. But there are many kinds, and this one is the chief of experiencing the object. It doesn't like, it doesn't hate right. or feel anything. It just experiences
right.
the object so clear. Nothing can experience the object as clear as seeing only.
Mm-hmm.
But now, how many moments of seeing?
Countless.
How many moment processes?
Countless,
and how many citta right. before seeing and after seeing?
Countless. Yeah.
And this is the world.
Mm-hmm.
So very deeply
mm-hmm.
that it arises and falls. No one knows. It's true. And it doesn't have the idea for someone to know it. It just arises to see.
Right.
So at any moment of seeing, here or over there, inside or outside?
Mm. Right, or past or future.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And at moment of experiencing it,
mm-hmm.
just the understanding of the truth of that, no idea about inside or outside.
Right, right. No idea of where.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because the world
and the
it sees only that which is there. So it means that there's no flower, no people, no house, no sun or moon at all.
Right.
Imagine the moment of clear, directly experience the object one at a time,
mm-hmm.
but by nimitta.
Right.
So no doubt about where are we now, fantasy world,
mm-hmm.
dream world,
mm-hmm.
nothing. But reality keeps on arising and falling with non-self as long as there are conditions for it to arise.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many conditions that we can talk about just one condition at a time. Without seeing as condition, there cannot be. Without the eye base,
right.
there cannot be seeing.
Yep.
Without that, which is the only reality which can impinge on the eye base, there cannot be what appears, because what appears must impinge on the eye base
mm-hmm.
for seeing to see
mm-hmm.
as nimitta. Because of the rapidity of the obsession of the arising and falling of each moment.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing is not me or I at all or anyone. And just a moment ago, it's gone, never to return.
Right.
More confidence
yes.
of seeing.
Yes.
It's not hearing. It's not thinking.
No.
And it's Hariyati guided by stages of insight, or are stages of insight guided by Pariyati? Because if the Pariyati hasn't been developed and isn't firm, whatever we read or hear about stages of an insight won't make any sense at all. So the Pariyati has to develop to condition the direct understanding, which leads to the higher understanding.
Right, but we are talking about seeing is not visible object. That's Pariyatti level guided by the first level of Vipassanayana, right? So because there's a realization, because someone realized, Buddha realized, Nama is Nama, Rupa is Rupa. So we are guided by that truth at the intellectual level. Isn't that? That's what I mean.
But still, it's, for example, someone in who starts to study the Dharma and they read about the different Vipassana jnanas, all completely wrongly understood because the Pariyatti hasn't been developed. So it's the firm development of the Pariyatti which leads to the understanding of what Dharmas are, which conditions the direct understanding. And then it's understood what is meant by yes. Satipatthana. And that understanding develops to condition first Vipassana jnana. And
yep.
then it's very clearly understood exactly
right.
what is the distinction between nama and rupa, and the various objects are clearly understood.
Yes.
So those in the Buddha's time, they had never read or heard details about the different Vipassana jnanas, but as the understanding developed, those stages were realized.
Right,
naturally.
It has to be understanding, and there are many different levels of understanding. And but what I'm saying is just for intellectual level. For example, we read about anicca, but we don't realize anicca of realities, but we still talk about that because we are guided by that anicca. But anyway, the question is.
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
This point is not clear yet.
Understand, reflect wisely of the Dhammana.
So you said it's Panya, right?
It has to be Panya, right?
So it's not just the word.
Right.
It's the understanding of each word of truth.
Right.
That is Pariyatti.
Yeah.
It's not just the word in the book and we read it.
No, not logically understand, right.
Understanding.
Yes.
The foundation of understanding the truth.
Right. like the saying is different.
For example, talking about seeing,
yeah.
And there is the understanding of seeing. The understanding is at level of pariyatti,
yes.
Understanding the word about the truth.
Right.
But it has to be understanding that level, which is the level of the regular experience of truth.
No. Mm-hmm.
So right. Without pariyatti, can there be more understanding to experience the truth?
Without pariyatti, but that's the process, right? But this process is.
So without understanding the truth right now, pariyatti,
mm-hmm.
just talking about is to consider the understanding at level of understanding, seeing right now mm-hmm. as no one. But it's not the direct awareness with direct understanding of seeing itself at all.
Right. Right.
And this is the difference between pariyatti and patipatti.
Right.
But without pariyatti, can there be patipatti?
No, no. Mm-hmm. It has to be from a process, from lower stage gradually grow.
And what is pativeda?
When it's become, start to become clear, when the whole start to break, the already said ditti visuddhi start.
How clear?
The rest of the world disappear.
This moment is not clear.
No. No.
And at moment of beginning to be aware of a reality right now, isn't clear?
No, not as clear.
It's clear as is known that it's not only pariyatti.
Right.
Stage right. by stage.
Yes. Yes. But, okay.
Your question is, well, you are suggesting in effect that there should be more discussion about past and future realities as well as present ones.
It's more, why we don't really discuss that? That doesn't mean we should. I just wonder so why we don't really discuss that.
Well, why would we want to discuss it?
Because that's one of the stage of the Vipassana.
We're not discussing the stages of Vipassana Jnana. We're discussing what is useful to know for the development of understanding at the present moment.
Right, right. So that's why when we also discuss seeing is not visible object, which is the first stage.
No, you there's no need to relate that to the first stage of Vipassana Jnana.
No need.
No. Where does this idea of relating, when we say, every time we think of seeing is not visible object, why should that be related to the first Vipassana Jnana? That is a truth that applies to the present moment now.
Right. Right.
And to try and relate it to a higher level of understanding which has not yet been attained.
True.
But doesn't seem to be necessary.
Well, I agree with you, but still we talk about anatta, right? Which we don't attain yet.
Right. If we talk about anicca, how all realities are anicca and whatever arises falls away. Is it pariyatti?
It can be a condition for pariyatti, right?
What is the condition for pariyatti?
To reflect the Dhamma now, is it true it's anatta, or is it true it's not controllable for anatta?
For example, we can read lots of suttas about anicca, and anyone can talk about anicca or dukkha. But right. If there is no understanding of seeing right now, no understanding of what is seen now, can anything be understood about anicca or about dukkha? This is Ajahn's point. So
right.
It has to come
and
back.
No
to
question about right all now. This important. No question. Yeah, sure. It's a reality now here. That's really magic. That's the object for Panya to grow.
If you think that there should be discussion about past realities and future realities,
then the question is why we did that.
No, well, the question doesn't arise. Why does the question arise in the first place?
Okay, then
we just talk about what is
helpful, or the beginning level of development of understanding?
Well, if given that context, then this question is not, doesn't matter at all. If just focused on the beginners,
it's focused on what is relevant and useful to know. I mean, sometimes we do talk about more advanced levels, like we talk about the indriyas earlier and so forth.
Right.
So if you want to talk about past and future, then you can ask the question, but somehow it doesn't come up. And so I'm a little bit flummoxed as to why you see it as something that needs to be explained, why we don't discuss it.
Okay. Well, it's farther from the indriya and bala distinction, because why at some level we start to call that bala, not indriya, because it starts to share the root of the akusala dhamma.
And ask about that too, shifting the roots.
Shaking.
That's from the
root of akusala, right? Right.
There is seeing right now. So we forget the word prayati, patipati, and pativeda. Just understanding, how much understanding now about seeing right now to be truthful. There is seeing, and we learn to pay attention on seeing to understand the truth of it. As Buddha had enlightened, a reality arises and see at moment of seeing, right? Can you stop whatever now arises already? It has arisen already. Can you stop its arising before it arrives? Impossible. That's why whatever appears now must be conditioned to arise to be only that. And there are two kinds of reality which no one knows, and take it for I and thing and animal and whatever. But we are talking about what's taken for I, the whole body, not enough. The eyes, the ears, tongue, and so on are there, right? Or mine all the time, my seeing right now. But in truth, what is seeing? And right understanding of seeing, not the moment of directly experiencing the truth of it, which not other reality, only that which sees in that very moment. And can there be other thing in the moment, at the moment of seeing, together with seeing, like hearing and thinking? Impossible. That's why no one knows. So we have to understand each one as it is, to break up all the idea of I, which has been so strong accumulated. So now it's not my seeing. It's not my I. What are they? Seeing is not the I. Who knows at this moment? And that which is seen is not seeing. Just learn about the truth of life in a moment from birth to death. But when it's not the moment of directly experience the truth of seeing as nothing with it at all, only that which sees appears, so there can be clear understanding of seeing. But the first vipassanayana, we can say what is meant by the word vipassana and yana. Yana is right understanding, which understand the truth. So clear vipassana, not just talking about it, but now that moment, the realization of the truth, no other thing else at all, only that which sees and that which is seen, nama and rupa. Is it right now? Impossible. So many people, but by then no one at all, as it's true, no thing and no one. It's only the moment of that which arises and sees. No doubt about the reality, which has no shape and form, but it sees. But the arising and falling away cannot be directly known in the very beginning, because layers and layers, ignorance and attachment are there, adding up all the time. And we don't have to say that it is parayati, but how to know the difference between this level of right understanding at the other level. That's why we use the term prayati. It has to be understanding. Each word of the teachings are true, unshakable, enough of different stages. From now on, when you hear someone say that, my seeing or I see, they can say that because of the other seeing, but it doesn't belong to anyone at all. So the understanding is that knows, while the other might not know the truth because not hearing anything about it. But it is the moment that you know. Seeing is seeing, but not the moment of experiencing it directly, little by little, before it can appear as Vipassana Jnana. And if you want the word to differentiate the stages of understanding, we can use this as intellectual understanding. Intellectual understanding. And when it's directly understanding with direct awareness, it's not intellectually understanding. It is patipati. Patti, particular object, only one. Patti is to attain or to reach the truth of that object, not by I or anyone, but sati or satindriya, as we talked a moment ago, is that with right understanding. Panjinsi, but not as the Sri Panya at level of Vipassana Jnana. But it is panjinsi, not only hearing about it, but it's the beginning to develop the understanding of the truth. But the truth cannot appear just easily as it is. It takes time to consider it, to think about it, to know the difference between just thinking about it and moment when right understanding with awareness is there. But it's not the word. For example, we use the term direct awareness and direct understanding. Why it's not directly? Because it's not on that object at this very moment. And even it's there in the beginning, it's not clear. It takes quite a long, long time to develop, to be the moment of enlightenment, this first stage of Vipassana Jnana, which means only nama, only one, rupa, only one, appear, no world, anatta, and anicca, because there is other reality appearing too, not just one reality, seeing, or the object which is seeing, but other, as much, as many, as conditions, different for each one. And that cannot be the beginning right now. It's quite different. So this is the way leading to the moment of understanding clearer and more directly.
And when we're talking about understanding which develops and Vipassana Jnana, it's from the beginning to the end, it's always the understanding of the reality that appears now, the nimitta of the reality. So whatever stage of insight we're talking about, whatever stage of Vipassana Jnana, it's not the past or future object. It's always the nimitta of the present reality. And when that panya develops stronger and stronger, it understands how each reality has to be conditioned. No self there, no one who can do anything. And it understands deeper and deeper to understand the arising and falling away of seeing now, of hardness now, the nimitta of the present reality appearing. So it's always the present object. And when the understanding develops more and more clearly of different objects in rapid succession, because there is the direct understanding of the rising and falling away, then it begins to understand how each rupa has to arise in a group, because the different realities are directly understood as arising and falling away
in succession, and how citta cannot arise without the cetasikas supporting it. As Jonathan explained, when there is the understanding of seeing, no doubt that any seeing that ever occurred or any seeing that will ever occur, it has to be the same nature, the same Dhamma, because right. It cannot be changed. It cannot be different at all.
When the Dhamma appear or to Vanya, no question about that. Dhamma has to be now. There's no question about that. It has to be now.
We often say that the truths taught by the Buddha are relevant today.
Yeah.
So why isn't that saying the same thing as the what applies now also applied at the time of the Buddha? So that's been response to your comment that we don't talk about this aspect of our understanding, but we do, because we say we're always saying that they are universal truths that hold for any time, any place.
Whatever we read will be misunderstood if the foundation is not firm, and this is why we don't talk about it so much, because what's the point of talking about the direct understanding of the rising and falling away of realities if the realities themselves are not understood?
Yeah, characteristic of each Dharma first, right?
It seems that we try to get ahead of ourselves and ahead of the basics. If there's no understanding at a Pariyatti level of what is so basic, which is what is happening now, which is difficult enough, that it seems to me it becomes an intellectual exercise trying to work out in our minds why something is included at a certain stage of vipassana jnana, other than it's a stage that has to be gone through. And if there's confidence in the truth of now, there will be more and more confidence in looking at considering what may come in the future, at future stages. But without, as Sarah and Ajahn have said, and Jonathan, without the understanding of now and what that involves, what is now, it's really, I'm not going to say irrelevant, but it's sort of beyond the scope of what one needs to know now to try to pinpoint why and how down the road.
And I think we can also say that we actually assume that what is being understood now applies to the past and the future. Mm-hmm. And perhaps we shouldn't, because that aspect of understanding doesn't become directly known until so much later. But I'm not sure that that there's any, although it's a significant point, I don't see the particular benefit in bringing it into the discussion more than it is already, which is the question you're raising, isn't it?
Right, that's an issue which you mentioned that basically.
But we assume it's correct.
Right.
Whereas perhaps we should say we shouldn't assume it's correct, because that's an assumption rather than something that's directly known.
Tin had what he said was a basic question.
So the basic question is about accumulation. I feel that I don't quite understand what exactly is being accumulated and why is it anatta, because I so understand that I accumulate, he accumulate, that kind of tendency to form that kind of karma. But I don't understand why it's anatta yet. Can you please explain?
You've been listening several days very patiently. Sometimes the topics have been very difficult, but even so, there is the interest to hear more. And I think there is a little understanding, a little more understanding about the nature of dharmas. Is that right? And would you say that each time you listen, there's just a little bit more understanding, a little bit more considering about dharmas?
Yes.
And would you say there's a little more considering that those dharmas that you're hearing about are anatta, no one there at all?
Yes.
So can we say that that understanding or that wise considering is accumulating little by little?
The understanding is being accumulated?
Yes. I'm asking you, is it accumulating? Yes. A little bit? So each time you listen, each time you reflect, each time you have a discussion at home, a little more considering, a little more understanding. But it's like the drops of salt in the ocean. So very little each one, but a little more, a little more. So it is accumulating little by little. And is there any you or anyone that can make it accumulate, or can make it accumulate faster, or can stop it from accumulating when listening now?
If I honestly answer this, because I don't have enough understanding, I still think that I can slow down the process of understanding or make it faster. But in truth, like, I heard you guys say that no one can control, like, all the things, because there's no one.
What about seeing now, right now? Can you stop seeing?
No.
Can you stop hearing now?
No. Not...
Can you stop thinking even for a moment?
No.
So can you change anything that has been conditioned to arise now?
No.
If there's doubt, for example, when listening or not understanding, can you stop the doubt?
No.
No. Because if the conditions for doubt arises, if it's feeling it hot and there's a bit of aversion, can you stop having aversion?
No.
When it's hot? No. Because that aversion has accumulated and it arises when there are conditions because of that tendency, as you mentioned yesterday, that habit to have aversion when a bit too hot or when bitten by the insect, for example. Mm. So no one can stop it. No one can change what has arisen now. If we speak conventionally, we say, oh, I can change my lunch order and I can change the route I go by car. But when we talk about this moment, and the reality arising now, seeing now, hearing now, kindness now, doubt now, it cannot be changed or stopped because it arises by different conditions and no one there to do anything at all. However much searching there is, a you or me can never be found in reality, only conventionally. We can say this is you and this is me and we all understand. But at moments of seeing, no you or me. Moments of hearing, no you or me. Moments of touching, no you or me. At moments of thinking, yes, just an idea that I am here and I am seeing. But it's just an idea, not the absolute reality.
Like the... Like even the choice of having a different route is already been conditioned, right?
Even like the thinking at that moment, thinking, oh, I'll go left instead of right. Why is there that thinking at that moment to consider going this way and not that way? Because each moment of thinking has been conditioned by the memory we talked about yesterday, the sanya, conditioned by previous moments of thinking about the way to go. So each moment of thinking, like now, thinking about the meaning of what is being said, thinking about the understanding of seeing, each moment of thinking is conditioned and has been accumulated as there is that tendency. Like now, one may think about the colors of the houses across the river, one may think about the lotuses in the water, one may think about taking a photo, or depending on the accumulation of different tendencies and habits. no one there. No one can change it. No one can decide what to think about next.
So this is what is being accumulated, is different kind of condition, right? Like,
what is being accumulated are different moments of, as we said yesterday, different moments of kusala and akusala, different moments of ignorance, attachment, disturbance, different moments of kindness, different moments of generosity, different moments of thinking with wrong understanding, each one accumulated, not in anyone's control at all. Can you guess what your mother is thinking now?
No.
So it all depends on the tendency to condition the thinking right at this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I understand. Thank you.
Bouncing off of Tin's question, it's also the fact that citta can arise, is only one citta can arises in each moment, but it continuously arises in the same rupa that is me. Maybe that's another reason why I think that I accumulate stuff and I'm doing this and that because of the same citta that makes up me. Can you elaborate more on that continuous?
Because the cittas arise and fall away in such rapid succession, like we talked about the painful bodily feeling. So many cittas arising and falling away in rapid succession, but because there's no understanding and they're taken for a whole, it seems that there is lasting painful bodily feeling. It seems that it's light all the time. It seems that there is seeing all the time because of the rapid arising and falling away and the taking of what appears as something, as a group, as a mass. So this is why we have to talk about one reality at a time to understand that actually that citta isn't continuous because it falls away at each moment, but it conditions the next one. So this is why it seems to be continuous. It seems to last, and it seems to be I that is there, that is seeing or hearing.
And I think, as we were saying yesterday, the jitters that arise and that we know take for being dream, they arise in a stream. They're all related to each other by certain conditions, one after the other, unbroken stream, and so on for each individual. And so there's never any crossover between the jitters of one stream and the jitters of another. So in that sense, as Tin said, his accumulations accumulate to him and my accumulations accumulate to me, and that's how it is. But that is separate from the question of whether there is a self or not. The question of whether there's a self, or of the idea of the wrong idea of self, is different from that. That's because it's correct understanding to appreciate that jitters arise in a stream and are related to each other, and they arise together with the rupas that are conditioned by the same karma, and so on and so forth.
And just briefly on the point that Vincent suggested we chat about, because it came up in passing yesterday about doorways and bases. In brief, every citta in life has to arise at a base. We call it a batu. Seeing arises at the eye base. All the other cittas in the eye door process arise at a different base. Hadiya Watu, the heart base. So only seeing arises at the eye base. All the cittas in the mind or process also arise at the heart base. The eye base is also the doorway, the dwara, for all the other cittas in the eye door process. to experience the same visible object. So eye base is only the base for seeing, but it's the doorway, the means by which the other cheetahs experience the object. Because visible object has impinged on that eye base, and the eye base hasn't fallen away. So it is the means, the condition for all those cheetahs to experience the object. So there's a, so it is the eye base, is the base and the doorway for seeing, and it's the doorway for the other cheetahs, but not the base of the battery. Was there anything else in there?
Could you repeat that, please? I want to be clearer on that. The eye base seeing is through the eye base, and all the cheetah and chimpanzees
are seeing through the eye base, right?
Seeing through the eye base.
The visible object has impinged on the eye base, so it is the base or the vatu or the place of arising for the seeing. So it doesn't see through the eye base, but without eye base, without a visible object having impinged on eye base, there cannot be the seeing of the visible object. And that's why we talked about the importance of eye base and why it is an indriya, because it is the great reality that visible object has to have impinged on, and it is the reality that seeing, that is necessary for seeing to see the object. So it's the base for seeing, and it's also the doorway, the means for seeing to experience the object, the dwara. So it's, but for the other cheetahs in the process, including the one that arises before seeing, the panchadwara vajana cheetah, and all the cheetahs that follow seeing, it is not the base. They do not arise at eye base. The panchadwara vajana cheetah arises at another base, the hadiyawatu base, and the other cheetahs do. But without the visible object having impinged on the eye base, there couldn't be the alerting to it. So even though it's not the base, it is the doorway, the means by which there can be alerting to the object, and all the cheetahs in that process advert to it. So that's why the eye base is indriya, because of its very important role in the process for all those cheetahs. And it's also ayatana, the moment of seeing. There is the association of the seeing, the visible object, and the eye sense. So it is the outer ayatana at that moment. And in the mind or process, so each cheetah arises at the hadiyawatu, but what is the doorway? What is the dwara for the mind or process? The last bhavanga before the manodwara vajana. Yes, the last bhavanga. And it just means that it's the means for the manodwara vajana and the other cheetahs to rise. If that bhavanga cheetah hasn't arisen and hasn't fallen away, then manodwara vajana cheetah couldn't arise. That's all.
The confusion was, I have to laugh at the ignorance, at least I'm lighthearted about it, but that I was getting location specific, as in eye base, and then the hadaya, the heart base, but it's, the hadaya is not location specific. The rupa, which arises in groups of kalapa, arises, stays, and then the falling away moment of it, just as cheetah had the similar moment. So it's not anything location specific. It arises and passes away. The hadaya. I was thinking, what moment in the process of cheetah is it directed to the hadaya base? Because the eye base has done its job of seeing through the eye base visible object. And then Vita and Chasika arise together at the heart.
Okay. Shall we talk a little bit more about the group? What does it mean? Group.
From the sutta, when it's mentioned by group, it's mentioned about intention.
But what is the meaning of the word group?
The meaning group. More than one, right? Okay. Sounds like more than one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it means more than one reality at a time. It just means there are many different classifications of realities.
So we can say one group, not one reality or one thing only, but one group,
yep.
Right? Two groups and more than one group, right. Not only one, right?
Right.
So now the reality arises and falls away. It cannot be known just one, right?
No.
Now, see, many people and table and things, group of nama and rupa.
Right.
But when it appears as the it has to be only one at a time.
Yes.
No matter it is group of nama or group of rupa, only one, because just only one cannot be known at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at any time, even now, or moment when panya is more clear, mm-hmm. about whatever is there. It has to be in a group. So many moments
mm-hmm.
right now. Everything is just right now. The difference is only panya, right understanding itself.
Right.
How much it is, how strong it is, how great it is, yeah. How keen it is. So now it's not that level of panya keen enough.
No.
So we begin to understand when right understanding develops. It develops to understand what is there. The group of nama, memory, seeing, feeling, sankhara khanda, and so on, in group. Mm-hmm. But each one does not appear only one at all. Mm-hmm. By nimitta. So we leave out the word nimitta as mm-hmm. it's known. And what we talk about is nimitta of just one characteristic, right?
Right.
So when we talk about the group, right now, uncountable group.
Mm-hmm.
The group here and the group there and over there, see? So when it appears, whatever appears, as just right now, in group. Seeing, thinking, this one, that one, and so on, group.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So even at the moment when it appears well,
mm-hmm.
must be in group.
Yeah.
Even right. So, very short in group.
Right.
In order to understand the different stages of vipassana jnana, sammasana jnana is not uttiyapaya jnana. Because even nama rupa prichita jnana in group. But the moment of understanding, panya is sharp enough. No doubt about that which arises and experience an object. No rupa then.
Mm-hmm.
When nama is the object. And when the rupa is the object, no doubt about the characteristic of one nimitta,
mm-hmm.
whether it is hardness or sound or whatever. But when it gets closer to understand the characteristic of many realities, it seems like at once, like mm-hmm. now, but it in group. So understanding and letting go, the clinging to that as someone or something, because understanding the conditions, see, condition to hear, condition to be sound, or a condition, it let go a little more of ignorance and attachment. But it's not sammasana jnana.
No.
It is paccaya mm-hmm. to let go, even that gone by conditions,
mm-hmm.
appear and gone by conditions, until the moment when whatever is now appears to right understanding of its changing from moment to moment,
mm-hmm.
which means it arises and falls.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not clear enough because in group, many things at once. We use the word at once, but in truth, many moments
mm-hmm.
and many nimitta. So it appear, the group appears, right? At once, right now, yeah. at once now. Right. But panya is strong enough because it let go the understanding of that which conditions whatever moment cannot be vipassana jnana. It cannot be even the nama rupa prachita jnana, patya parikha jnana, sammasana jnana. Stage by stage, even sammasana jnana is not as clear as uttiya jnana. So it cannot condition understanding the danger of this moment, the danger of life, of samsara.
And that's probably why the Visuddhimagga here says to have the knowledge of the what is the path and what is not the path, one need to apply himself to the insight called comprehension by group. So that's an important stage to know what is the path, what is not the path.
Because the moment of rising and falling away, no word to say what is past because it's gone, falling away.
It's still talking about now, the present moment, the reality now, which has fallen, gone. Right. That's it. Right. It's not talking about, like when we talk about khandhas, any rupa in the past or the future or inside or outside or subtle. It's not talking about that. It's referring to the arising and falling away of reality right now.
Chupanya has to be now, yes.
Is the sound inside or outside? Is that sound?
Outside.
So, no, it, no matter it's out or in, outside or inside.
Right. And it doesn't have to be labeled. And also, when it says that one has to apply himself, him or herself, to insight into knowledge, comprehension of groups. It means that in the development of understanding, this happens next. This is the next level that occurs.
Yes.
It's not a choice of switching from the previous vipassana jnana to this one. There's no doubt a gradual transition, but at some point this becomes the predominant focus of the object of understanding.
Agreed.
Yeah, so as I said at the beginning, they are just different levels that occur in a particular order as understanding is developed.
Samasana jnana, because now group of people before it can be group in a moment.
So what is group in a moment?
Group in a moment. We're talking about ayatana, right? In a moment, all the dharma there.
The word again, ayatana and so on.
What about the realities that arise together in a group? Because we're talking about understanding of arising and falling away of realities.
Well, Ajahn was saying, for example, one dimitta cannot be understood. It has to be more than one dimitta or thing. That's when Ajahn mentioned about the group means.
Just like now, group in a moment.
In a moment.
And it's closer, smaller group.
In
and what
Ajahn's
is the
group,
smallest group?
In Ajahn's group, they don't all arise at the same moment. Because she's talking about, say, a visible object. A number of moments of visible object as a group.
And other thing too, because the other reality can be the object of number, vipassana jnana too, not just only one.
Getting closer and closer to one moment, the understanding at one moment. So in the beginning, different visible objects, closer and closer until it is the understanding of realities arising together in a group.
Mm-hmm. The sound cannot be selected. The vipassana jnana exactly the same. What can be the object of vipassana jnana? One characteristic at a time. Is it time?